years wider Bosnia airstrikes has Serbs waste Garajka. Nixon family continues a death watch. Japan's foreign minister Hatta tapped as prime minister. Good Friday morning, Bill Lynch with the CBS World News Roundup. NATO's Atlantic Council is deciding today whether to approve what U.S. Defense Secretary William Perry calls vigorous raids against Bosnian Serb heavy weapons and military storage sites. Those raids could start as early as this weekend. NATO Secretary General Manfred Werner.
I hope we will, or today or latest tomorrow, arrive at important decisions on actions, because I think words do not serve any purpose anymore. It's action which counts.
Canada says it will reluctantly go along with President Clinton's call to protect safe zones with expanded airstrikes. Britain is on board, too, but its NATO envoy, Sir John Weston, is still wary.
We have to be very careful that if we do bring air power to bear, that is done in a way which respects the imperatives of those who are commanding on the ground, and those are UN commanders, not NATO people.
Early today, the UN Security Council demanded a Bosnian Serb pullback from the very unsafe, safe area of Garajda, and a Bosnia-wide ceasefire, U.S. Ambassador Madeleine Albright.
These wanton attacks on civilians have no military justification. Their purpose is to terrorize the people of Garajda into leaving their homes and their city. Their purpose is ethnic cleansing.
House-to-house fighting is now reported in Garajda, and two tank rounds have hit a building housing UN refugee workers and military observers. UNPROFOR's Major Dacre Holloway has today's grim action report.
In the morning, there has been artillery fire and mortar fire and a variety of other weapons being fired into the town of Garajda. Approximately 150 to 160 artillery shells have landed within sound of our military observers since about 8 o'clock this morning, our time.
Holloway also said a relief convoy that set out yesterday for Garajda but was blockaded by Serb women has now been ordered back to Sarajevo.
We've given the order from this headquarters to turn the convoy round and to attempt to return back to Sarajevo. The general has made a decision that, based on the tactical situation there, that it's better for it to return.
Former President Nixon clings to life this morning in New York. Jacqueline Adams has details.
New York hospital officials report that there has been no major change in the condition of Mr. Nixon. Officials say he remains in a very deep coma. He is resting comfortably and his family is at his bedside. Stroke experts say the former president's coma is a direct result of swelling of the brain that followed Monday's stroke, and experts say there is little they can do to reverse the coma. Before his illness, Mr. Nixon had specifically asked not to be kept breathing with the aid of a respirator. But his friends note his tenacity and say that if his condition can be licked by willpower alone, certainly it will be. In an ominous sign, though, two Marine sergeants arrived here. They would serve as an honor guard in case Mr. Nixon does pass away. Jacqueline Adams, CBS News, New York.
In a major change in the treatment of Haitian boat people, the Coast Guard says at least 300 refugees found on a battered freighter are being taken to Miami Beach. Past policy had been to turn them back. An administration official says President Clinton knows his Haiti policy has failed, and he'll now seek U.N. support for a broad trade embargo against the military regime of that Caribbean nation. At the Haitian Refugee Center in Miami, attorney Steve Forrester is skeptical.
We'll believe it when we see it, because President Clinton has said one thing and done others much too. And at every step, he seems to pull the rug out from under Aristide while not doing what's necessary to get rid of the dictators.
Yesterday, exiled President Aristide lashed out at Mr. Clinton, calling his Haitian policy cynical and racist. 4 minutes past the hour.
You're hearing news on KNX 1070.
This is computer genius PC Modem, and just to prove how good the salespeople are at CompUSA, let's give them a call and ask about putting together a home office.
Hi, PC. Putting together a home office, eh?
Wow, you knew.
Get the 14.4 internal fax modem from U.S. Robotics. It was rated number one by Computer Shopper magazine and lets you send and receive data and faxes with speedy accuracy.
And how about
fax software? Simple. Get WinFax Pro 4.0 from Delrina. It's another great way to send and receive faxes right from your computer.
I also need...
Way ahead of you, PC. You need more storage space and the ability to protect your data. So here's a great bundle from Connor. It includes a 420 megabyte disk drive, 250 megabyte tape drive, two tapes, and the backup software you'll need.
Wow, CompUSA
is a computer superstore.
See, you CompUSA guys are really
helpful, friendly, efficient, knowledgeable.
Don't forget humble.
Oh, thanks, PC.
More than 5,000 computer products at guaranteed low prices. See store for details. CompUSA is the computer superstore. Six LA locations and Oxnard off the 101 in the Rose Shopping Center. Call 1-800-COMP-USA.
Japan's ruling coalition has settled on a new prime minister, as we hear from correspondent James Hattori.
After narrowly averting a breakup over policy issues, Japan's ruling coalition today named Foreign Minister Tsutomu Hata as the next prime minister. It was a widely anticipated choice, which brings to an end 2 weeks of bitter behind-the-scenes wrangling among the coalition parties. The most divisive issues were how to deal with tax reform and North Korea's growing nuclear threat. At a news conference today, Hata said that the past 8 months under Prime Minister Morihiro Hosokawa had not been wasted. He denied the possibility of a split in the coalition. Hosokawa resigned suddenly in the midst of a loan scandal. Hata faces formal confirmation in the parliament next week, but his election is assured by the coalition's decisive majority in the lower house. James Hattori, CBS News, Tokyo.
The office of outgoing Prime Minister Hosokawa says he failed to report $280,000 in capital gains to the tax authorities. Defense Secretary William Perry is headed back to Washington after talks in Tokyo on North Korea's infant nuclear bomb program. He's not satisfied with Pyongyang's new offer to allow international inspectors to monitor refueling of a nuclear reactor.
We welcome that those talks between IAEA and North Korea. But we also understand that North Korea, in this letter, stated its intention to reload the reactor. And we regard that as a step in the wrong direction.
Perry said it's critical that inspectors watch the removal of spent fuel rods from which plutonium can be derived. The White House says President Clinton plans to call Pope John Paul this morning, but did not give the subject. In Bucharest, PLO Chief Yasser Arafat and Israeli Foreign Minister Shimon Peres have come close to final agreement on implementing Palestinian self-rule in Gaza and Jericho. Peres said many misunderstandings have been swept away.
We wish from the heart of our people that this will become a success, that we shall see the end of violence, of terror, of death, of suffering, of poverty.
Neither Arafat nor Peres would commit publicly to a signing date, but both said it was fast approaching. Israel says the pullout would take 3 weeks after the signing. The Palestinian guerrilla group Hamas has claimed responsibility for killing an Israeli soldier found on a West Bank roadside, repeatedly stabbed in the back. In Rwanda, there are new reports of massacres as rebel reinforcements move toward the blood-soaked capital of Kigali. This after both sides agreed to weekend peace talks and the UN Security Council voted to withdraw all but 270 peacekeepers. That move was criticized by Kenneth Roth, executive director of the Human Rights Watch.
It's an utter abdication of the international community's responsibility to defend against genocide and to do what it can to make sure that the horrendous amount of killing that has taken place in Rwanda does not continue to accelerate and does not find further victims.
Hundreds of thousands of people are feared to have been slaughtered in the past 15 days. The Senate last night approved Admiral Michael Borda as the new chief of naval operations, and today President Clinton named University of California economist Janet Yellen and White House economist Alan Blinder to the Federal Reserve Board. It's 8 minutes past.
KNX 1070 News Radio.
Some things in life are inevitable. There are the big things, of course, death and taxes, but plenty of others. The stock you've been eyeing will drop 5 points the day after you buy it. And that used car you thought was such a smart decision will fall apart as soon as you clear the fellow's driveway. Well, Lexus is doing something to alter the course of destiny, at least as far as used cars are concerned. Introducing Lexus Certified Pre-Owned Cars. With a certified pre-owned Lexus, you can rest assured it's been subjected to as many as 100 quality and maintenance checks, and it's backed by a special limited warranty. Your Lexus dealer has the details and can even offer attractive leasing and financing options that rival our new car programs. Of course, now you're likely to be in a big hurry to get over to your Lexus dealer to check out our certified pre-owned cars. Inevitably, you'll hit every light. Lexus certified pre-owned cars, only at your Southern California Lexus dealer.
Suicide doctor Jack Kevorkian is on trial in Detroit for helping a 30-year-old victim of Lou Gehrig's disease end his life. WWJ newsman Jeff Gilbert reports.
The next round of arguments could surround where the suicide occurred. Police and prosecutors say it happened on Belle Isle, a Detroit park. They say they can prove that. Kevorkian's attorney, Jeff Feiger, now says it occurred in Kevorkian's home, in a different county, a different jurisdiction, so he plans to ask the judge to dismiss charges. He's not sure how successful he's going to be.
Judges can do whatever they want to do. It's their courtroom. I'm planning on going to the jury, okay? Because I think the judge would like to have the jury decide this, even if I'm right.
Feiger has already told the jury he believes this is not a case of assisted suicide, but a case of easing the suffering of a dying man. Jeff Gilbert, Ford, CBS News, Detroit.
On Wall Street, the Dow Industrials are ahead 4.76, 10 past the hour.